now for the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
African hip hop, African hip hop blog podcast.
I is play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.
Yes, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the African Hip Hop Blog Podcast. It's your boy Phil Chard, aka Flint Floss, the big boss, baby. And we are beaming to you live from an undisclosed location in the heart of the motherland that is Africa. Once again, we have an incredible show lined up for you. African hip hop just continues to go from strength to strength, and it's a beautiful sight to behold. And we live in amazing times. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys. While we're giving out shout-outs, let's shout-out to the fans for supporting these artists. Shout-out to those guys that buy the music. Shout-out to the guys that pay for concert tickets. Shout-out to the guys that buy merch and keep this culture alive. We appreciate you guys so much. While I'm giving out shout-outs, shout-out to my boy, The Militia, for the beat you guys hear in the background. And shout-out to my boy, Versless Philo, who helped me with the intro. Much love to those guys. So without further ado, let's get straight into the show. First up, we've got a song from Wells. He's a guy born in Congo, now based in America, part of the Immaculate Taste Clique, and he's got an absolute banger of a song. This thing goes so hard. So hard. This is 98 Juvie. Let's go.
Doing hand to hands, and you can cut the shenanigans. Hardest niggas doing it, unless you got another synonym. Mike ain't talking unless you penciled in. I done got my grandma famous. Fucked around a grandma, man. I don't give a damn who you came with. I've been rocking with the same mate. My cousin fighting the same case. Orchestrating hits, and we ain't even in the same place. And you be out of a job if me and Alec in the same state. When you mashing the gas, they not producing at the same rate. They said I wouldn't get in, they said I wouldn't get in, but my niggas got in, my nigga. And now the West on the map, and I be showing my ass as a result of the past, my nigga. And I done heard it all, but you ain't heard a foreign nigga with a southern drawl. Came up on mama cooking in the young earth brawl. Got my niggas in the back plotting how to take it all. Oh, that this life ain't free, this life ain't cheap. You can live like a man, you can die on your knees.
Nigga, 2-1.
That this life ain't free, this life ain't cheap. You can live like a man, you can die on your knees.
Nigga, 2-1.
Niggas been dancing with the devil since the 10th grade. Not the piece to your template. Product of my kinfolk, I straps if you call me Kente. Not the one for these brothers, no actions that you just made. But I done learned a lot. Piss poor, now I'm flashy a lot. Grad steady going hard for the squad. Got a harvest to crop. West Coast with the work, but I'm silent with the moves. I don't really like talking a lot. But if you down, now I front you. Niggas living on front street, only doing enough to. Look what you have succumbed to. Cause everybody got plans, but it ain't enough moves is what it comes to. Damn, I got a feeling they feeling I should stay missing more. Cause honestly, I can give you what you've been fishing for. Disengaged, but I swear it only happens when I'm getting bored. Got the favorite rapper feeling insecure. Exposing what's in they dresser drawer. Cause y'all won't practice what y'all preach. And profit is a must. I'm touching everything that's in reach, nigga. They said we wouldn't get in, they said we wouldn't get in, but my niggas got in, my nigga. And now the West on the map, and we be showing our ass as a result of the past, my nigga. And I done heard it all. In 98, Juvie taught a nigga how to ball. Stretch lack on dubs when a nigga wanna crawl. Trap house a dance on you niggas, never getting calls, dawg. That this life ain't free, this life ain't cheap.
I told you this joint goes hard. Shout out to Wells, part of Immaculate Taste. Shout out to my boy Sipo the Gift and Alex Mamami on the beat.
Man, you can die on your knees.
Nigga, 2-1.
You hear that? Woo! Right, let's change gears a little. Now we're gonna go to KLY, pronounced Cly. This is a song 5 a.m. featuring Pretty Ugly and Frank Casino. Don't forget AfricanHHB.com to get all these songs. We actually got a review of Cly's new album, The Climax. Be sure to head on over to AfricanHHB.com to read our full review on that project. It goes hard.
Not slave to the gold chains, but I still wear them cause I fuck with them. Yeah, all black with old squad. It's a funeral, somebody gon' get it. Yeah, ride slow in the nighttime. Windows rolled up, nigga better go and change the weather. My cheetah's eating, life is getting better. Yeah, I do not fuck with you. Yeah, I do not fuck with the niggas. Yeah, I'm just laying low. Yeah, I do not fuck with the niggas. I'm just letting you know. I don't fuck with them niggas. I'm about my business. Fuck out of here, don't be up in it. I need my windows to be all tinted. I got your angels and they all sinning. Find me some pussy, never lost in it. No time for drama, never caught in it. Promise my mama I won't stop winning. Rolling, rolling with some Cali rollings. My niggas keep the dang, they keep the Cali rolling. Won't buy your pussy, but I swear I will own it. I know that you know, you think we
I do not fuck with you.
Yeah. I do not fuck with the niggas. Yeah. I'm just laying low. Oh, and you be tough. I do not fuck with you. Yeah. I do not fuck with the niggas. Yeah. I'm just laying low. Oh, and you be tough.
Look, I do not fuck with not one of you niggas. Might get on your song just to humble you niggas. Only blow when I'm photobombing you niggas. Dominoes, I drop you like dominoes, nigga. You wanna stop in a nigga. It is not possible, nigga. You not an obstacle, nigga. I know some volatile niggas with rifles that hollow and swallow a nigga. Land you in hospital, nigga. Sweet you a popsicle, nigga. Funny you comical, nigga. I'm an iconical, nigga. His energies and the follicles, nigga. I'm tryna be internationally known. Dare you to mess with the devs at my show. Your girlfriend is dancing her ass on the floor. Open her up like an app on my phone. Show you the trap. It ain't lavish and gold. Fake thugs in the east get their ass then exposed. Fuck around and you get cast to your dome. R.I.P. and now you cast it to stone. Now I'm not asking, man, I'm grabbing the throne. Damage the average, I'm back in my zone. Lit them up and now they ashes and bones. I'm savage,
I know. I do not fuck with you. Yeah. I do not fuck with the niggas. Yeah. I'm just laying low.
It's KLY 5 a.m. featuring Frank Casino and Pretty Ugly. I really like the sound Ply Export on this project. Be sure to check it out on AfricanHHB.com. Featuring production from Witchy 1080, KLY himself, and Brian Sorko, just to name a few. Also on African HHB this week, we've got a review of Millie's new project, Don't Ask Me What Happened. Very interesting sounds explored by Millie on that project. I had a few opinions on it. Be sure to head on over to African HHB to check it out. We also have a review of C-Real's new EP that he released on his birthday, so be sure to check that out as well. And then, of course, we just launched a new feature on the site called AHHB R&D. Basically, what we're doing here is we're going to be building a series of posts educating artists on how to manage their brands. We've been doing it before with the Viber Public Chats, but now we're taking it a step further with the AHHB R&D. So guys, be sure to head on over there and check it out. We want to make sure you guys get as much value as you can from this. Let us know what you think. Give us your input. And be sure to read and comment, please, guys. Thank you. That being said, let's switch gears. This is the recently released Tongogara remix, Junior Brown. DKR.
Vatenga futi ndegenzing with ten. Apakune ma yusas na mabuku ne ma pen. Vatora chingwa chese va vati fonyora prena seti chirwira ma fufu zokturova nani men. Vakuti sheta ropa. My vampire, vanukanga stick, vanwachikanga wire. Hansi the rich get richer, shitingo fire. In the poor stay poor, kunyangwe vakatraya. Manje with nothing to lose, toto no haka block. Totwaka kune highest grade, tatafura shop. Munik mashure, maria kepamberi. Atinga fene nzara, tushataenda kujeri. Kwa tino buda taa west, matatu kuma fest, tato jaira distress. Hati sisna kana ganda rikufes. And I hope you impressed with this mess. Ukaona zwandikaona unopofu mara. Jusaka ziso riri red fanka tongo gara. Misozi ya imbo buda unonyeba. Asi inki chachuruka pabepa. Real talk. Ukaona zwandikaona unopofu mara. Jusaka ziso riri red fanka tongo gara. Misozi ya imbo buda unonyeba. Asi inki chachuruka pabepa. Real talk. She was only 16, kachimoko kakanaka. Fine skin kunge kanokeza ni mukaka. Kept to herself as ngatambe ni maplata. A-class student, my grades anuspaka. I got on the moms, geja vari diaspora. Geja vachafona, vachatumira madora. Moms yani boyfriend, yaktoda kurora. But the same man touched her, akamita hora. He got to her head, jaka mafek touch koro. Akjamba my fence, plus mogo nedoro. Rimozi mdara raka maprocha like moro. Then stole her innocence, pafa kuroro. Zino ane numbu darara kuramba. Hansi ndia venge susu tango tamba. I told her hold your head up and don't wear a frown. Zichanaka girl child, everything will come around. It's wild but ukaona zwandikaona unopofu mara. Yosaka siso riri red fanka tongo gara. Misozi ya imbo buda unonyeba. Asi inki chachuruka pabepa. Real talk. Ukaona zwandikaona unopofu mara. Yosaka ziso riri red fanka tongo gara. Misozi ya imbo buda unonyeba. Asi inki chachuruka pabepa. Real talk. Chenza vodzia zazo dimbuka. Vatwa nyiriri vachafinuka. Bit by bit tichisimuka. Vachatufinuka. Nikuti chenza vodzia zazo dimbuka. Vatwa nyiriri vachafinuka. Bit by bit tichisimuka. Vachatufinuka.
Kushaya hope wachishumaira. Show and dash no alemera vanalako. Oto aregerera. Shamato okunguru oye. Tinoji wano kanganisa. Nasi wanyi wano lile meta zitarako. Kuchore gerera. Shamato okunguru oye. Shito shako shaka tukandira. Usafunge kutiko zira. Wani waka yambu kama sango. Chinama na okunguru oye.
Vakubaiza utipa hufu vaka wandisa mapaza. I don't know about you but in inji nondi waza. Kumis kwa chikoro not because uru kutaza. But fees iri maya saka knowledge aumbo zaza. Hameno pangwendiru kupenga asa.
In the background you hear Junior Brown and Tanganyika. My mistake, I called him by his government name. Shout out to him. Also, on this song, you hear the guitar plucks from a man called Silent. Silent is currently in Hollywood right now, scooping up major awards and major trophies at the World Championships of the Performing Arts. So shout out to him. And now, let's cross over to a Feature Fridays interview that I had with GZE, the winner of last week's Feature Fridays poll.
Misozi ya imbo buda unonyeba. Asi inki chachuruka pabepa. Real talk.
Easy play play kai boss. African Hip Hop Blog Hande.
Welcome back to the African Hip Hop Blog. Out here with our Feature Fridays winner for last week. None other
than Mr. Resilience Chikera, also known as Jizzy E. How you doing,
sir? What up, people? I'm good, bro. What's good? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. So, it's been a while since we caught up with you. Why don't you tell us what you've been up to in terms of making music? You've been quiet for a bit, but you've come back with a few releases. I see you got a video that's supposed to be dropping soon. Let us know about that, man.
Yeah, and I haven't been quiet per se. I just been loud behind the scenes, you know what I mean? you know, like, I believe with great power comes great responsibility. So I was just laid back, trying to get some other guys up and running, setting up our stable and our label, breaking our streets and just putting out a lot of dope music. I believe that's the only way you can grow the culture. It's not on one man, it's not on two artists. And a whole bunch of dope rappers just come out of the earth and make that beautiful noise and bring that attention on hip hop. So that's what we do. We did Brian G, we did Junior Brown, you know. So yeah,
okay.
I'm up next. Yeah, doing a lot of pay now work and stuff.
So what's the name of your label?
It's a conglomerate. It's a consortium of very open skilled synergies integrating to put out one big explosion. So I represent Dreamcatchers. Junior Brown represents Big Boy Business, and Big Sana represents Kings of a Young Nation, KYN Records. So we all just come together and, you know what I mean, just push from different angles, and these guys handle the media, we handle the studio process and things like that. Yeah,
okay.
And the other guys are the Zuru Creators. They do a visual. Just make sure that the revolution is televised.
all right, definitely. So you said you're also working with Brian G. What stuff has he been putting out this year?
Yeah, Brian G, he put out Skiri beginning of the year. Definite Banger has been doing well on the charts. The charts, I think, 4 or 5 weeks in a row in the top 10. And just yesterday, we was in the mixing session for his new joint featuring Guluva 7. It's called Hustler's Prayer. It's a definite bang, a definite anthem.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then in terms of you, what can we expect for the rest of 2016?
The album is definitely coming out this year. So right now, I'm just cultivating the interest around the project. I just wrapped up shooting the Iman video. And I got some deals lined up with Boyz II Toners. I got a joint that's supposed to come out in August. They endorsing that, you know. They coming out with the apparel. Do like a street bash. Like, we're gonna do like a barbecue in the streets for the video in town. Something crazy, something Harare has never seen. And also the mini documentary coming up, and a short film.
Okay.
So it's all about the album, yeah. All those things, they go by the title of the album, Hustle Mania. So it's the Hustle Mania mini documentary, Hustle Mania short film. Yeah.
Okay. So the short film and the documentary are not the same thing?
They're not the same thing. The documentary is its own thing, the short film is its own thing. I wrote the script for the short film. It's going to be shot in my neighborhood, South, where I grew up. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun stuff. It's going to be crazy.
Okay. And when is your album expected to drop?
I'm looking at November.
Okay.
I'm looking at November. Yeah, I just need to smash people with like 3 more singles, and have the documentary out and the short film out. I'm hoping by then there will be enough pre-orders to make me want to put the project out, because this time it has to make dollars, not cents.
All right. And then distribution-wise, how are you going to be distributing that album?
We've been online distribution, physical distribution. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, hit the corners, make deals with the bootleggers, whatever to get them dollars rolling in, bro.
Okay. So it looks like you're really about your business this year, huh?
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. We gotta handle the business. It has to make sense for. We have to set up the structure so that it's ready for the up and coming. You know what I mean? We have to be the elders, the pioneers, the torchbearers. So it's on us to make this work business wise. Since we all independent out here, we gotta think smart and act smart. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I hear you. So, do you know what your next single is gonna be?
Yeah, the next single is Boys Daytona. It's dropping in August.
Okay, so that's where the Boys Daytona's
co-collaborative yeah, shout out, thing. Okay. Shout out to the Geo family for co-signing the record. It's dropping the apparel for the photo shoot and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
And then your last single, Wavuremkoa, is that going to have a video?
Yeah, I'm going to do a video for it, but down the line, it's not a pressing matter. It wasn't a single as such, it was a leak. I just released it as a leak.
Okay.
Because there was things going on in my life that made it relevant for me to put the record out at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense for me to hold on to the record, and there was all these people. I was losing a lot of people at the time. It was just like, yo, I need to let this record go. Because I can't keep going back to the studio and adding names on the record. Because you listen to the verse, I say a whole lot of names of people that I've lost. So I was getting tired of going back to the studio to another name. I was just like, let me just put it out. Let me just let that go. You know, yeah.
Okay, wow. Well, it's a very touching and powerful record, man. So I'm glad you did that, man. I'm definitely getting a lot of feedback on it on the blog as well.
Yeah, I love it. People relate to it. It's something that people, it's just a part of life, but it comes with it, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I definitely.
The best of our days, and, you know, and remember loved ones in good spirits.
All right, man. Well, definitely, we appreciate you taking the time out to speak to us. We're going to definitely...
No, thanks for hitting me up, bro.
Not a problem. Well, as I said, you were the winner Feature Friday, so it's what the streets want.
Yeah,
it's what the fans were calling for. It's what the fans were calling
for. Thanks to everybody who voted. Now, thanks for everybody who voted. I remember when the race started, I was on 3%, and this guy was with 20-somewhat percent. And, you know, people are like, yo... Just hold me down, I'm your own, and people came through. So yeah, thanks
for
everybody that
voted. Alright, man, good luck. More power to the people, more power to you, Jeezy. We definitely gonna post the stuff. We look forward to the new music. Be sure to send it our way, and we'll post it on the site.
Sure thing, bro. Thanks for showing love. Thanks for always having my back, and thanks for pushing the
pop. That's what we're here for.
I salute, bro.
Bless.
I is play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.
African hip hop blog.
And Koko.
That was my interview with GZE for Feature Fridays. Shout out to him, man. He's a real hustler, real street oriented guy, very intelligent individual, and I gotta respect the movement he's bringing down. I look forward to his new stuff. And we all can't wait for his upcoming album, Hustle Mania. Before that, I played Tongo Gara, a song by Junior Brown, the extended version featuring Tanganyika. For those of you that don't know, that extended version was released just around the time that this flag movement was really bubbling up in Zimbabwe. For those of you that don't know, there's a lot going on in my home nation right now. A lot of people are frustrated, a lot of people are suffering, some people are even dying, and the people have saw it fit to start speaking out against it. So if you can, educate yourselves and help the movement in whatever you can, even if it's just a retweet, even if it's just spreading the word, even if, just speaking to your elected officials wherever you may be and asking them what they're doing for what's going on in Zimbabwe, it's be seriously appreciated.
Hello.
This song is a really long intro. So I'm just trying to waffle until I get to where the song starts. I've got about 30 seconds to go.
What up, though? What's really good, my nigga?
I'm gonna chill, my nigga, then.
What do you mean? Chill. Hey, real quick, my nigga.
Yo.
So, Tripanze, we actually five. Tropinda, Titorne Boys, Nana Cry, Nana Salad. My one.
Chill.
Hey, so...
My nigga, you need a high school, a sumo, go na sumo, a mirror. I gotta go right now. Man.
Yo, Breeze! Hello? Breeze! Go! I don't believe that. A snitch.
A snitch?
Jimmy, a snitch.
Gentlemen,
I'm a pinned up, I'm a moyer. The passer.
says you watch the fickets in my cuffs. The visa Versace, the fickets in my cocky. Asungwa with success. Yakwitange climb, hands his life's too fast. Yakwitange suicide.
Turn me down in the headphones. Ndizimire ima.
Ndivi save on my charts, burn my book of rhymes. Victim ye, fame, miri addicted to cocaine. Vura mabwe isha pain.
H-Town is in the building.
Ndivi tire is take, ndizori rei munzara. Ndiri stranded for block, nishbata nidza ye mkwaba. Looks risino about kwa vudzira kuitangi nganga. They used to love me then, mawana sata tanga hanzi. Vaita mari vakayenda kumasowe. Vapedza makuwa vaku kumbira mugove. Matsosa yaka kosha chi, when we got door. Uri pa top by one paneta core.
Rika Jesu vatai sinyore kuti mene pinde denga. Sati nani mita si shwava kutoneza. Inza kudetera mdara prizi maticheta. Kunge yogeta makoso ya dani sheta. Maria, 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 Maria. Adona janda kuitwa ne Maria. Maria, 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 Maria. Adona janda kuitwa ne Maria. Maria, 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 Maria. Maria, 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 Maria.
My ashes as he got, but she don't am ashtray. Did it by one papa, half put Dorori Alize. Music hit it faint, a sweet serenade. But the Kuvilla beat up, please, Uripiko, my nigga. Pound Jean and Drupal Snitch, I made the Uruku Venga. Pound with Maria and the Ginger, cause I teach her later. Took the book a tie, Simbisana, Mikasa, Sukasa. Teach you trade, I'm a boss, teach you Tambits and a fashion. Tina shop, yeah, my sesame goro, yeah, torpedo. This a thing that could switch him away. We was amigos. Know the times you like F the Negro. I'm thinking je ne basere. Tire kuhus one in my ego.
Rika Jesu watai sinyore kuti mene pinde denga. Sati ndani mita si shwava kutoneza. Mapinza kudetera mdara prizi maticheta. Kunge yogeta makoso ya dandi sheta. Maria, 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 Maria. Adona ishanda kuitwa ne Maria. Maria, 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 Maria. Adona ishanda kuitwa ne Maria. Maria, 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 la. Maria, 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 Maria. Adona ishanda kuitwa ne Maria.
This might be one of my top 10 favorite Zim hip hop tracks ever. Shout out to Junior Brown. Shout out to Begotten Son. Shout out to GZ. Now let's switch the pace a little. YC from Nigeria just dropped a remix to his 2015 single Condo. He recruited Kuli Chan and Kidex on this item. And it's an absolute smash. I really hope they shoot a video for this. And of course it features the hook from none other than the original Badman, Puttaran King. So let's cross over right now to YC, the Condo remix.
You wanna come to my car? To me, Kasa, Sukasa, Tao. You rush, that's who, the crowd. Come through. Now tell me something I don't know. Wanna have my baby and half of this condo. We about to have a hell of a night, Momo Jondo. By the end of the night, I'll be bottom and you be on top.
Y'all don't even know what could come next. Like a prefix, your girlfriend about to come first. Chicks in my condo, man, won't vex. Cause your bands make a dance, mine make her undress. But they tried to put me in a box. It didn't send them, now they in my inbox. Baby, I'm stoned, you gon' need to kick rocks. Wait, understand the kid hot. The way she moving, Jamaican. The way she twerking, be making all that buzz on the tasty. And I told her to chill. That cost like a meal. I'm just keeping it real, killing the niggas like Bill.
The girl I want come to me condo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Just do as I want. Just do as I want.
The girl I want come to me condo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Just do as I want. Just do as I want.
I'ma give you what you want. I did high, I might be, I like blunt.
Man, I ain't even trying to front. Y'all so big, they about you, they see I'm from the front. Hey, I'm the leader of the new school. And homie, this gon' take some getting used to. But I'm just mixing up the vodka with the Kool-Aid. Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Blowing like a Simtex. No lies, coolie tryna and the kid X. Cash time, that's cozy for life. Why I say these niggas be the most fly? No lie, how long you boy? That's all day. 365, homie, no off days. Y'all never ever fucking with the team, bitch. Y'all know you seen this, homie, this a remix.
Oh my God. Yeah, long time that you have me crushed. Like, oh my God. Every time me see you, me I'm blessed. Like, oh my God. But me got me icky, icky touch. She be like, oh, oh, oh.
Swala game on a stuff this. And I set up in Pumango half past six. It's a double up jigger like McGrace. I'm pretty scuffed, shot and Jacob shit. I yeah, one no more not this so. At least I'm losing, I'm spacked. Size and just know the hands up business. Yes, yes, shotting on my manga gang feature. Yeah, I'm a strong, I hope put a man, man, I get caught my own meter. I wait, try to guy get the help of Freda.
The girl I want come to me good.
No more than that, get it.
She a mad for me good.
Just do as I want. Just do as I want.
The girl I want come to me good.
She a mad.
She a mad for me good.
Just do as I want. Just do as I want.
Oh my God. Be a long time that you have me crush.
This is gonna be a problem on the dance floors. YC Condo remix. Let's take it to Malawi now. A new artist I was introduced to last week. She goes by the name of Flo D. This is her single with Zuga, titled Kanamwali. I like this joint, it's got a nice bounce to it.
I am Bachonji all the time. I'm Andy Wuza D, baby, you're the one. Buy me all kinds of things, good in the sawone. Usadana utambwali maboza awo. Dinali kapolo wachikondi ine. Ninkazi peleka opanda malile. Ninkati ozandi tetesa kwa adani. Ndiwe osasiwa, ndiwe ome asandi pete. Ditu ndinalapa. Zachikondi zindinaye sandinalagwa. Eish, antu, sama ya mika. Stay loyo, ono loyo, chimozi mozika.
Siji mozi mozi, baby, inenda kona iwe, hey. Si inena zikambe, aleke na waka sitape.
Achuluka ni atambali, nikufuna kanangali. Achuluka ni atambali, nikufuna kanangali. Iwe namali. Iwe namali.
But love, love, ceiling at the shipako. This is serious. From Mungelo Uto Sinto Kala Diabulos. Imanen and Intawi, good in Paka Uto Pena Sokuyamba Ugali. Mozi Tetesa Momemo, now you hurting somebody. You take it as a way you walk over the walk. What's it? Ditu ndinalapa. Gani za jikondi na yesa zinalapwa. Eish, antu, sama ya mika. Stay loyo, ono loyo, nchimozi mozika.
Siji mozi mozi, baby. Inenda kona iwe, hey. Si inena zikambe. Aleke na waka sitambe.
Achuluka ni atambali. Nikufuna kanangali. Achuluka ni atambali. Nikufuna kanangali.
Anomaly, yeah, you were anomaly. kumaineyo sine ntombali ndikuziwa ena nonde kone kumaineyo sine ntombali achunuka niya tambali ndikufuna kana mwali achunuka niya tambali ndikufuna kana mwali.
There we go, that's Flow D Kanamwali featuring Zyuga. Guys, let us know what you think of the music I'm playing. Hit us up on Twitter at AfricanHHB or hit me up at PhilChard. We're now going to cross over to this week's Feature Friday winner, none other than Flo from Nigeria.
African Hip Hop Blog.
I easy play play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.
It's your boy Phil, and I'm here with the Feature Friday's winner for last week, none other than Flo. He came as Floetry, straight out of the West. How you doing, ma'am?
I am doing great.
You seem to have quite a substantial following based off the votes we received from the last poll. Why don't you just give us a brief rundown as to how long you've been in the hip hop game? And what your fan base consists of?
Okay, it's been on and off. Technically, I officially started trying to get into the game in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too long ago. But since 2009, I've sort of been recording stuff. Back in college, I was part of this rap group, so I'd record covers and do lots of features, but officially 2014 is when I really started to get into this sort of music. My fan base, it's basically the rap heads here. Yeah, it's not my sound is not as popular as, you know, the usual African sound that we're used to, but so far so good. I've been able to get a little bit of a fan base, let's put it that way.
Okay. While I was doing some research, I read up that you said you started writing as far back as 2005. So what are you writing back then?
I can barely remember. I mean, I still have recordings, like really old recordings. What really happened was my older brother was part of this rap group when I was really young. I think I was 10 or maybe 13 when he started that, and they'd write songs and I'd sort of go in the corner and write my own version of the song and record it for myself and so just keep it to myself and listen to it on my own.
Okay.
But I look back or I listen back, it was good times then. It was good times. So I just basically write what I feel, and I still do that now. I just write what is on my mind or what's true to me, and I record essentially.
Do you remember what your first solo rhyme was, the first rhyme you wrote
Lord,
for yourself?
I can barely remember. No. Besides, even if I do, I don't think I want anyone to hear it.
That's what the streets are calling for. The streets want those original those original bars.
They're too secret, man. No.
Along with reading up on you writing in 2005, I understand that you're a computer science graduate. So are you doing this hip hop thing part time while you work, or are you invested in it fully now?
I'd like to say I'm doing both part time. Like, I'm doing the music part time and then I'm doing the work part time. So it's a mix of both. I'm just trying to keep going.
So basically, as it stands, do you feel that your career cannot be sustained fully by the music, your lifestyle cannot be sustained fully by the music you're making?
Maybe in the long run, I'd like to think so. But like I said, between 2014 and now is a really short time. So I'm just trying to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that being said, you've been in the game 2 years. You've already got an EP out, The Mind, Body and Flow. You just dropped a new single a few weeks back. Which is a lot more than most rappers can claim in 2 years, believe me. So when you got back into the game, who did you link up with and how did you connect with Techzilla?
I met him in 2014. So within 2 months of meeting him, we started recording a lot of tracks. How it happened was I went for this hip hop show that mm-hmm. usually happens once a month around me. I went with a friend. She's also a rapper. So we got there and then Techzilla was the DJ and mm-hmm. I spoke there and I was like, please tell the DJ that I'd love to perform, because it was sort of like an open mic thing. And thankfully, they let me perform. Later on, though, I found out that they were really, really skeptical, because people say I don't look like a rapper. I don't know what that means, but apparently I don't look like one. So I think that day I was wearing like a really like a skirt, so I wasn't even in hip hop mode apparently. But they let me rap and it was. Right, and they let me rap.
Oh,
it was great.
Okay, yeah.
It was really good. And Texela hit me up, said he was working on a project. I got in the studio, recorded one song that's actually on the Mind, Body, and Float EP. The song's called Reminder. The week after that, he gave me another mm-hmm. beat. I did something. Okay. We just kept going, and it's been magic ever since.
Okay. Well, you touched on it mm-hmm. now. As a woman in hip hop, and particularly your band of hip hop, which is more hardcore, some might call it backpack rap, grimy hip hop, and you dare to wear dresses and not jeans. So how do you feel, like, especially in a male dominated industry, how hard has it been to get your name out there and get respected and recognized?
Getting recognized and getting respect in this game as a female is two different things. Getting recognized is not that much of a problem, because not that many females are doing this right now. So if they see it's a female and, oh, she mm-hmm. has a tracker, let's listen. She probably sucks, or she may be good, but let's just listen. So that's not a problem. But getting the respect is what you really have to work mm-hmm. hard at. Because some people just assume that it's because you're a girl and you can throw a couple of rhymes, rhyme a couple of words, you're okay, it's fine, listen to you. But to actually be respected, to be like, okay, yes, this girl can really, really do what she's doing, is what's really tricky. I was recently part of this lyricist competition last year, Hennessy BS class. I was the only female there, mm-hmm. which I'm already used to, because I actually grew up with just boys. Like, I have two brothers, so, and I've got lots of male friends. I'm so used to that male dominated thing. Mm-hmm. So the competition was really fun. I was the only girl, and I was hoping I wouldn't get picked on that fact. So I was one of the winners, and it was grand. And I still like to believe that, because it was a lyricist competition, they really respected what I brought to the table. So respect is something I'm working on trying to get every time.
Okay. And what seems to be a universal thing across the continent is women obviously have a tough time getting into the industry, but then they also have a tough time being respected as equals or better than their male counterparts. How have you seen that aspect in Nigeria?
Much the same. I'm trying to be as consistent as I can, because we have had a couple of female rappers that have really mm-hmm. come into the scene really hard and sort of just fizzled out. So what I'm trying to do now is just work with the right people, sort of mm-hmm. keep the right kind of people around me with the right mindset, people who wouldn't try to force a certain appeal that I don't want to explore, you know what I mean? And I'm just trying to be me all through. Yeah, I'm just trying to be me all through and not Definitely. Force anything that's not part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so in terms of future projects, when can we expect your album or follow-up EP?
I'm working on an EP right now. It's basically done. It's with a Swedish producer called Ryko. So that should be dropping sometime in September. It's mm-hmm. kind of a personal project. It's a different side. So that's coming really soon. And then I've got another EP I'm working on with Techzilla. And the girl who introduced me to Techzilla, she's a rapper as well. Her name is Cyclone. So we're working on a joint project together. Yeah, should drop soon after the Ryko project too. I'm working on a few things. Yeah.
Okay. How did you link up with the producer from Switzerland?
Sure, look, a SoundCloud. The SoundCloud, actually. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
The internet. That's dope. And then in terms of your situation, so are you approaching this as a fully independent artist? Are you trying to get signed or exploring that opportunity?
I'm exploring it as just an independent artist. I mean, I have a production deal working with Straight Butter. I don't know if you've heard about Straight Butter. That's where,
okay.
Yeah, that's where Texilla's
yes,
from.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
I'm working with them right now, and I'm just trying to see where it goes. I'm not closing any doors, but just seeing how it goes.
Okay. And in terms of live performances, as you just said, the type of music you do isn't as popular over there. How frequently are you getting booked for shows, or are artists like you getting booked for shows?
Well, not very often, actually. Like, we have our own crowd. We have our own crowd. We have our own hip-hop crowd. So if there's a hip-hop show going on, there are certain people you would expect to be there. But for the mainstream shows, it's pretty tricky. It's pretty tricky.
And in terms of the continental movement, are there any other rappers, male or female, on the continent who you feel you'd like to work with, or whose careers you're trying to emulate?
Emulate careers? I'm trying to emulate. I don't think I can pick one, but there are loads of rappers I love to work with. There are loads of talented people out there. Mode 9 for one. He's pretty. Mm-hmm. He's been at it for a while, and his sound. That's something I really look up to. MI is pretty amazing. There's Poe. There are lots of people I'd love to work with. See how that turns out.
Oh, okay. That's pretty dope. Actually, I did an interview with Poe yesterday, so maybe the universe is conspiring to bring you guys together. Well, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. If there's anything else that you feel our listeners and our readers should know about you before we end this interview, let them know now. And then, or just plug your stuff where they can find you on social media.
All right, you can definitely follow me at Flowetry. That's at Phlowetry on Twitter, Instagram, for Facebook page as well. Flowetry. Well,
thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. So once again, congratulations on your win, and we'll have this interview up, and we hope that it exposes your music and your sound to a new audience, because I definitely appreciate what you're doing. I like your stuff, and I look forward to hearing your new music as well.
All right,
so thank you so much.
I used to play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.
African hip hop blog.
Yes, that was my interview with Flo. And this is a song, Reputation, that she spoke about in the interview. It's also on a Mind, Body, and Flow EP, so be sure to cop that.
One, two, one. I can't hear myself.
This young lady has some serious bars.
Woo! One, two, one, two. I'm losing composure. By the season, it's not culture. Steady reaching for it on my toes, they on sofa. No prediction, only God knows who will go far. So I'm religiously following, playing my part. Here's what you gotta know about that flow. I'm about that life, and get it now, or lose it, strike. With sharp insight and listening skills, what doesn't kill, they say, will make you stronger, so I'm fit for the bill. No, I just let the beat play. I bet I will stay, cause I don't really care what they say. They wanna be played, yeah, put this on a replay. I cannot behave when all I got is time to kill it, but some feelings make way. Yeah. And yo, I'm so set, a go-getter, I go, yes. Get better than flow, yeah, I work at it and no less. No concealing, no fakes, no pathetics, there's no rest. Get high on that heat, I'm feeling ready for some progress. Tell him, I'ma let the beat save me. Don't even get that I can, that nothing can tame me. All I got is reputation, can't be taken from me. Best believe that I'm about to set it off and sail it. Keep the bars of workout, to PHE. And I live with a doctor when I call it PhD. The doctor flow, I'm in it, I hope that you see me. It's all I ask is give a chance and get into the me. I'm losing patience though, I'm losing patience. Asking for some rhythm and poetry, where's the basics? Know some people placing, they baiting this, will we make it? Won't slow down, I'm moving on till we taste it. Until I get it right, until every single piece is sounding tight. I mean, until that progressive progression, that alliteration hits that mic right. Impossible, well now my chart might. They say that maybe she should give them what they want is what they all say. But what if what they say they want is only child's play? Talking about some checking game, I'm so not about to play. Real essentially will trump a fake, that's all I'm saying. They kill.
Told you shit, boss. I told you. I warned you. And now let's cross over. Keep it in Nigeria. New song from Ice Prince featuring DJ Bux from Uhuru in South Africa. What do you guys think of Ice Prince's new direction, his new sound? What do you think of his new single? Let me know. Let's get into it.
Excellency. Excellency.
I used to play, guy, it was African hip hop.
Excellency. See all the boy them know something, and the girl them a wine and roll it up. See all the boy them know something, and the girl them a wine and roll it up. See the time is a quarter past two. It's about time that I bring my crew. Make with a rich escape. Party until my guys will need first aid. All of the people them know me. All of the people them know it's a nobody only. All of the people them model. All of the people them know. So the boy very bad. They're with a chill and an evident. And everyone know they represent. So you can come to my residence. See us with a leave like the president. Excellency, excellency, yeah.
Excellency,
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 excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency,
excellency, excellency, excellency, excellency,
your highness, bad man coming with the finest. I roll clean in designers. We add up your minus, Mr. DJ. Put a money play. The boy, they mash up the runway from Lagos straight up to Bombay from Monday to Sunday. All of the people that know me, all of the people that know me, say nobody own me. All of the people that model, all of the people that know, say the boy,
excellency,
excellency.
Excellency,
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 excellency.
That is Ice Prince, Excellency, featuring DJ Bux. Once again, be sure to hit us up. Now we're gonna switch our pace here. I got a hold of what you might call an OG in the game, a true veteran of the hip-hop scene in South Africa. His name is Rushe Boysens, and I hit him up via Skype to have a long conversation with the man about the progression of hip-hop in South Africa, where he sees the culture going, and his opinion on what's going on right now. He's someone that I regard as a knowledgeable figure. I often hit him up for a lot of inputs, a lot of information, and I think you guys will enjoy this interview. Without further ado, let's cross over right now to my interview with Mr. Rushe Boysens.
African Hip Hop Blog.
It's your boy Phil from the African Hip Hop Blog, and I've got a man who's cut his teeth, you know, in the hip hop game, and now more in social change, and has branched out into various other forms of music. He's a world traveler. A dignified luminary in these fields.
African nomad.
African nomad, yeah, you heard it yourself. A veteran of the Africa's Gateway days. Those that are old enough to remember. That was the original African Reddit for hip-hop. None other than Mr. Rushe Boysens. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Phil, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
If I got a little bit of a twang, it's because I'm in the USA, and I totally understand why people tend to kind of like switch accents because they want to be understood. You don't want to repeat yourself. So forgive me. I'm 100% African, and I believe in keeping my to myself and where I'm from and staying relevant to where I'm from, you know.
No, we understand. I believe they call it code switching.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta, you gotta blend in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, you're actually in America right now. So, what are you doing there?
Okay, so I'm pretty much visiting some friends, but you know, it's not always just visiting for me. I believe in that building relations, you know. So I'm meeting up with a couple of art organizations out here, meeting up with the Houston Art Council later today. So it's always been about how do we Africa's Gateway, for example. That was the idea. How do we talk to the world? How do we offer our own gateway and our own views and our own opinions and have a platform to share that, you know? So for me, that's been the crux of, like, I would say to a degree, my existence. Is how do we enable organically relationships and export what we have to offer the world.
Okay. All right. So in terms of like what you're doing with the Houston Art Council, is that going to involve South African youth, or is this a separate project altogether?
Yeah, it's pretty much. So I'm pretty kind of centered at the moment in, like, you know, it's important to play a role in where you're from. So even though I'm from South Africa, if I take it on further, I'm from the Eastern Cape. I'm from Port Elizabeth. And I believe that region has delivered so many amazing artists, but it's still struggling in terms of media and just having a place where artists can work from without having to run to Joburg or Cape Town, you know, to do their art, to promote their art. So it's about building relations, these bridges between, you know, like my community and wherever I find myself in the world, whether it's virtually online or in a actual physical space.
Okay. So I think before we discuss the now, let's discuss what got you here. So for those that aren't familiar with what you've done, why don't you give us a little breakdown of your introduction into hip-hop and what you've been doing for South African hip-hop as a whole?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, my like, I first got touched by hip-hop back in the early 90s. Just heard Public Enemy, and I was blown away by the message, the music, you know. And I really wanted to be part of music, you know, but I wasn't a rapper, you know. So I started dabbling, helping promote artists, helping to take photos, to write stories, and that's how I really ventured into Africa's Gateway with a friend of mine in Cape Town, Milk Daddy, aka Shane. And we just, well, it was just like, you know, these days the web is the platform and everybody uses it. Back then, when I started using it, it was this virgin space, you know. We were on 56K modems. We took hours to transfer a 5 megabyte file. But it was the connections that I could build, you know, using this platform. So I got to hook up with Shane. I also got to link up with a guy that I got a great respect for. He started the website, hiphop.co.za, and so he was based at Rhodes University. Mass Dosage is his name. So if you go to hiphop.co.za, it's kind of like an archive right now, this historical website which was one of the first within South Africa to promote the idea of hip-hop in South Africa or Africa, but I feel it was pretty much South African-centered. And so I got to link up with these guys who I felt, you know, they got to recognize the power of the internet and using this platform to firstly promote, because we always get Western media coming into Africa, but we never had African media going out to the rest of the world. So when we started these websites, that was a mission for us, you know. And genuinely, we all just loved hip hop. You know, there was no agenda. There was no looking for media adverts to, you know, pay out on our site. You know, we just wanted to expose hip hop music, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was, I felt, the almost like the tipping point for me, which connected me to several like hip hop artists, hip hop communities around the world. And that got me invited to speak at Stanford University. I've still spoken at several universities around, a couple of universities around the world around hip hop in South Africa. So yeah, that's been my start, I would say. And it's continued, you know, even though I'm not as active these days, just the relationships that I've built, you know, people will hit me up like, hey, this artist is coming to South Africa, can you show him down? So it's still introducing people that's coming to our country to, you know, hip-hop artists or communities in our country.
Okay.
So I'm a tour guide as well.
All right, all right. So as the culture, especially in South Africa, began developing, well, and up until now, what have you noticed since the turn of the millennium up until today in terms of the scale of the industry and the content?
Yeah, the scale has pretty much, it's more than double, you know. Focus or attention on hip-hop is the thing. It's overtaken so many other art form or other genres that used to be dominant in our country. I also feel it's getting to a point where it's getting its own identity. Pretty much when we used to promote the site, a lot of our artists were still influenced by, you know, American hip-hop artists. We didn't have a lot of local artists that people would say, I would say, imitate, you know. And I feel it's important that we reach that level where young kids want to imitate our local artists. So I feel that to a degree, but I have to say that the Casper and AKA interviews threw me a bit off. So I saw a bit of a lack of hip-hop history with those guys. So I feel like our hip-hop history is also so important. And I also believe that is one of the reasons why we started these virtual hosting sites, so that we could have, because we don't have museums in South Africa celebrating. Like, I went to Harvard 2 years ago. I visited the hip-hop archive. Mm-hmm. And they've got everything pertaining to hip-hop and its history, you know. So we are using these platforms to archive our own history. So the Caspers, the AKAs, are still very important for you guys to know the history, because there's people that stepped up before them that has laid a foundation, you know. And I always believe it's important for us to know our history.
Definitely. Okay.
I also liking the idea that there's more, because the web is so big now and everybody uses it. At that time when we started these websites, we had another, I wouldn't say a competitor, but a source that we really looked closely to and that we had personal relationship, which was African Hip Hop, run by Thomas. You know, so for me to connect with the rest of Africa has always been important, and to share our music, our histories, because I believe, like, maybe it's just Southern Africa, but we still need to learn a lot about the rest of Africa, you know. So it's always also been a educational tool for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're touching on the points that actually motivated a lot of the guys that I work with now to start documenting hip hop, so that there is a catalog and there is a reference, and people can easily search and index and find what people were listening to back in 2003.
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of the sound, what have you noticed with regards to the South African hip-hop movement?
Okay, so the sound, like, let me see. It's also become very mainstream, so it has taken on a mainstream type of popular dance sound, if I can call it per se. With the sound, I'm not sure where I can place it, because I also don't like the idea of us saying African hip. There's also a sense of people wanting to be African hip hop, like we are exclusively. I mean, we've been exposed to hip hop from America for so long, and obviously there's been exchanges. But I'm also liking that I'm hearing more local elements coming into the production sounds. When I listened to, I mean, at first I didn't really like AKA's music, but it got to grow on me gradually, and I got to listen to the production. I'm hearing stronger production sounds coming through, having more of an identity, which I'm really loving. I mean, I believe POC was one of the first artists from South Africa to really place a identity on their music. With the new guys, I'm listening to Questa, these guys, I'm really loving the sound, but I'm not sure where I can place the sound or give it. Like, I'm just, for me, I react on if the music lifts something in my spirit, that is when I'm moved by it. So I can't break it down theoretically. It's just when I hear it, I'm like, I mean, I'm here in the States, I'm listening to South African hip hop, I'm like, it takes me back home. And I think Nigerian artists have been successful in the sense that they've got a large diaspora, and people all over the world still want to relate to back home. You know, they won't hear Nigeria in a Talib Kweli produced track, but they might hear it in Wizkid or Burna Boy or whoever is coming out at that scene. So I feel they've really been successful in creating that sound, you know. It is influence. I can definitely still hear the influence in it from abroad, but it's definitely they've localized it, and that is what I think is very beautiful about the direction that hip hop has gone through, as I would say, the last 5 years plus.
Okay. So yeah, basically you have a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of history based off what you've seen and what you've experienced. What role are you playing now in the South African hip hop scene?
So right now I'm more in a managing role, managing a few guys back home, managing some local artists in PE that I feel has got potential. But obviously, media platforms play such an important role as to, you know, the apex that an artist can reach anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you at. You know, I might be in Tennessee, and that artist in Tennessee want to get to the same platform, the media platforms that the Jay-Z's or whoever's on. You know, so I feel in a media sense, that is really where I'm focused as to how do I get these artists that I feel has got these amazing talents, but they're not recognized. So there's a friend of mine named C-Zwayne. He started a blog, a hip-hop site solely for Eastern Cape artists to promote hip-hop artists in the Eastern Cape. So it's solely on the Eastern, because we also recognize how we are outcasted in a sense if we are not, you know, in the Gautengs, in the Western Cape, where the big media hubs are based, you know.
Okay. Yeah, speak on that, actually. We've spoken to quite a few artists. Actually, I just spoke to the youngster as well, and he was also saying the same thing. He's been saying it for a while, that if you aren't in Joburg, then you're basically part of the others. And it's only now that Durban is getting shine, but Cape Town is still languishing. Can you explain the dynamics of that situation and how hard it is for an artist not in Gauteng to get exposure?
I think that firstly, it runs into how everything is sent. So when everything becomes centralized to one point, I can say it's a bit dangerous. Because, you know, when things are controlled centrally, it doesn't really go further. So everything is controlled from this one point. So let's take, for example, local radio station that is supposed to promote local. So from the top, it is controlled, and these artists that is dominating the airwaves, they get siphoned down to the local region radio station. So I don't know if it's from solely from a point where the local radio stations are. I don't know if they controlled from a certain point, but mm-hmm. they don't give local artists the same airplay that they would give Joburg artists, for example. Even when, let's say June 16th, Youth Day, when events happening, if an artist from Joburg comes down, he can get 100K. They'll give the local artist 5K, right? So basically, they look at media from, because everybody sees the artist that's based in Joburg on your national televisions, on your national radio stations, and the more worth are placed on them, you know? So we are looking at how do we actually force our local radio, and I've looked at it here regionally in the States, and I think the U.S. has got like a module that I really like, because when I'm in Houston, they're always going to play Scarface, even though Scarface has not had a record, say, for the last 10 years. You're going to put radio station on and you're going to hear Scarface. You're going to go to Alabama and you're going to hear whoever was hot in Alabama at any given point. That is what plays on their radio stations. So I feel with us, we do not have that. Even though it's local or regional radio stations, everything still gets siphoned from the top to us. And artists have been complaining that I'm even looking at the 90% local quota that they place, and I was very skeptical in a sense, because I know when you dominate and when certain artists are pushed from a certain, you know, angle, these artists will always get the recognition that they maybe don't even need, you know. So 90% local, but it's still dominated by the artists in that region, you know. So it's kind of like, what does it really mean for local regional artists?
Okay, so does that also translate to like press coverage in terms of like local?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Press coverage, it also translates into that, you know, little local. But there's been, there's like artists from Port Elizabeth that I've, so they're not hip hop, but they more like urban pop and soul. Mm-hmm. And I really liked what they've been doing. It's just that they've worked themselves up from in Port Elizabeth, where they are starting to get national names now. And I know how hard it is to accomplish that, you know, because you don't get the same media play to get into festivals. Your brand needs to be so big to be recognized. And they've worked themselves slowly, and they're amazing artists, you know. Once they unleashed on the rest of South Africa, these are going to be of the top artists in our country, you know.
Okay. Wow. So what I always find so fascinating is the, especially in Africa, there's no unique problem, because every instance seems to repeat itself in separate, in different countries. What you're saying mm-hmm. is similar to what's going on in Zimbabwe. It's similar to what goes on in Botswana. Similar to what goes mm-hmm. on in Kenya, where if you're not in the capital mm-hmm. city or the hub of media, mm-hmm. then you really are screwed. So you always find yes. artists always migrate to those hubs, try and make yes. it there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. So in terms of where South African hip hop now fits into the national conversation,
yes,
are you okay and happy with the direction it's taken, or do you see issues that need to be addressed before hip hop progresses, so to speak?
I don't really like to look at any, because this is also a new generation, right? Mm-hmm. And I come from an older generation. But I always believe like that the direction that it's taking, it's one that you really, I can't say you can't alter it, but it's maybe it's supposed to be the way that it's supposed to be. and we need, because it's still growing and it will grow more, and through this path that you're walking, the next artist that might come out, they might realize where the previous artist went wrong. So I believe we have to kind of like go through this path, because we are at a point where hip-hop is now recognized. When I was listening, hip-hop was not recognized. It was seen as this foreign, you know, vehicle. Now it's at a point where it's dominating, you know, so like I can't hamper, or I do not want to hamper the dominance. I believe that there's still a lot in terms of our history that the younger generation definitely needs to learn, because a lot of these young kids are coming up without knowing our history. And I believe always our history is very important. We cannot just dismay the fact that there was people that lay down their life, you know, to promote hip-hop. Mm-hmm. We've got artists that is amazing. We've got Toomies, we've got Shaheens, which we need to give the same. And that is particularly where I think, like, that I look in the States and I see these people, they create museums, they create archives. It's always there to be found, right? Mm-hmm. And I would like that in terms of our hip-hop history. We need to have to a point where we have museums where we do entrench our history for the next generation, where it's not just people think hip-hop started with AKA and Casper, you know?
Okay.
So that is definitely one thing that I would like to see.
And how do you envision that process being handled? How do you make sure that this new generation of kids understand the history of African hip-hop?
I mean, I kind of like that there's, and once again, I'll take the path that I followed, you know, that where I've spoken at several universities in the USA, that how it reached a level where academics are like looking at hip hop and seeing this is a great tool, you know, and they are taking it into their classes. They are creating spaces on university campuses where hip-hop is acknowledged and it is celebrated. I believe we do have such people in South Africa that grew up with hip-hop. I think it's still difficult. They're still going through the journey of going through the old order and having to change, because sometimes you go to universities and you speak hip-hop and they frown upon you, where, you know, jazz is this like elitist, people look at jazz and like jazz is this great art form and it's to be respected, you know, in this manner. So there's definitely people that, like, I've worked with one guy, Adam, from the University of Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And he's been, you know, he wrote some hip-hop books on like just informing people about the history of hip-hop, talking about various things relating to hip-hop and taking that into, you know, a learning space. So obviously we have to influence the people with power, and we need to come through as this powerful form that we will get the recognition in these spaces where they actually invite us to have museums or to have talks, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Because hip-hop also, if we look at hip-hop in the USA, it started through college kids, you know, for me, hip-hop, when I started listening, it was through kids in university that had access to the music. So it's always, the topic is always access. How do you gain? You know, now it's easier. You go online, you can download an album. But at that time, when I was growing up, we had to tape and we had to share these tapes, and it goes from one person to the next. You know, so how do we create more access to that? And I mean, with your site, for example, that you are enabling more access beyond just maybe the SADC region, but across the different, you know, spheres within the African landscape, which is something that has always intrigued me. And I've always had this, I want to know more about Africa, other African states, not just this Pan-African that just tells you that we Pan-Africans, but there's actually no real, like, communication, relationships. It's not happening on a underground level.
Speaking of that, you spoke of the movements in America and the growth of SA hip hop here, and the people mm-hmm. that literally laid out their lives for hip hop. What role do you think, especially now, because there's so much happening in South Africa? We've got this new generation that are coming of age, that are realizing that, hey, the Rainbow Nation dream has been sold. Is it maybe as rosy as we thought it was? And they're fighting for change, and they're fighting for revolution. How do you think hip hop can play a role in that movement?
Hip hop is kind of like always played a role, and I'm not sure if how do we, because artists that do speak about social issues. So if you looked at, for example, the AKA conversation, when they tried to ask him about, you know, hip hop as, and he said, so, and I do not hold it against him that, you know, social issues is not his thing, you know. Mm-hmm. There are artists that I do know, and I've been fortunate enough within the Eastern Cape that I believe we were born to be socially conscious, because there's so many things that's affecting our lives. But these people are not, they're not propelled to the top of the conversations, because people want to also celebrate. They want to be happy. They want to party. They don't want to hear politics again, you know. But yes, hip hop always has a role to play in bringing social awareness, in talking about issues, because hip hop has been a movement about young people, about talking about causes for young people. And it's the easiest vehicle to access, you know, it's been the easiest vehicle. If you, I spoke this at New York University a couple of years ago, where I said, you know, like, if rock and roll was easy accessible as hip hop, I'm sure you would have more black rock artists coming out and using that vehicle. But for us, it's not easy to access the tools, you know, like the guitars, the drums, or whatever. But with hip hop, it's so simple, it's so complex as well. But it enables, and there's people that I'm working with that do actually take such, and such a, one of my friends, he based in Grahamstown, where he uses hip hop strictly to speak about social issues, where he goes into his community. His music is about talking about things that is affecting young people, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can never and I will never discard the role that hip hop will continue to play, you know, where the voices needed to be heard about issues. Like, even here in America right now, there's so many issues. There's artists that speaking about these issues, but you won't hear them on popular media. So you probably have to search the web.
Okay. That being said, which artists do you know of, are you working with from the Eastern Cape, that you think we should be looking out for?
So there's this guy named Epic the Scriptwriter.
Mm-hmm. Epic the Scriptwriter.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's from Grahamstown originally. He swings, he never based in Java for a short while as well. So he swings between Grahamstown and PE. I like what Epic is doing. There's also a friend of mine, Shaik. He's got more like a grimy hip hop sound. Jean Grey heard him a couple of years ago, and she was like, whoa, mm-hmm. if you come to the US, your sound it'll be so many people that will love your music, you know, because it's not really that popular, what is in demand sound, but he's doing his thing, you know. If you see him live, I believe he's amazing live artist, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's also something that I really would love to see, where we have our artists to the level of, if you've seen Slick Rick perform live, you will be blown away. That will be the highlight of your hip-hop career. So I definitely see us having to invest in more in our performance arts. How do we perform on stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a couple of other guys that I can't get to the top of my dome right now, but yeah, definitely do check out this Monumental, the Blacksmith Head. hiphop.com.
I'll definitely have a look out for those guys. So I think that pretty much covers it. I know you got somewhere to be, so I don't want to keep you too long.
Sure.
But I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me. I just thought it was an important conversation because, like you said,
yes,
we're trying to educate the new generation and the new listeners about the history of not only South African hip hop, but African hip hop as a whole.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We're just trying to get the quote unquote old heads. No offense.
Just to
get a little bit of that history lesson. And then what I would love to do actually is when I get more time, we'll meet in person and then we'll have like a long conversation. We can hear like a multitude, because I'm sure you have a number of stories and a number of tales about your adventures in hip hop, and really delve deep into that so we can start cataloging those moments.
No problem. That would be great, brother.
All right, man. So thanks a lot, Roger. In fact, before you
I wanted to say you should try. Have you connected with Thomas that started AfricanHipHop.com?
No, I definitely will. You are one of the first people on the list, but he's definitely on there as well.
Yes. It's Thomas, and there's Shane, a Milk Daddy that is based in. He's based in Joburg.
Oh, okay.
So he's got an interesting story as well. He taught himself how to code, and that is what was at a point where coding was not as, you know, commercial as it is these days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Mass Dosage. So if you check into his site, for example, you'll see how far he goes back and how he started at hiphop.co.za while he was studying at Rhodes University.
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much for that. We'll look into those artists. I'm sorry, those rather...
Guys, yes.
Yeah, that were documenting the culture for us, because those are the people that we really want to speak to and get their point of view on.
Sure.
All right, so before you go, just let our listeners know where they can get hold of you in case they want to find out more.
Okay. So you can get hold of me on Twitter. My username is Rushay, R-U-S-H-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And basically on any most platforms, just search under Rushay, you'll find me. Thank you.
Alright. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Sure, bro. Enjoy your day further, man.
Alright, thanks. Same to you.
This flag.
thanks for the support.
Sure.
African Hip Hop Blog.
And just like that, guys, we have now come to the end of this week's African Hip Hop Blog podcast. Please be sure to hit us up on Twitter at AfricanHHB, Facebook African Hip Hop Blog, Viber, search for African Hip Hop Blog, or viber.com/AfricanHHB. Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter at PhilChard. I'm not that hard to find. In the background, I'm sure you guys hear, this is Guan by Maraza. I was actually talking about this song earlier today. It's a great song, I love it, great delivery. But there's a 4-bar sequence in the second verse where Maraza just keeps saying Cerebellum, Parabellum. Anyway, enjoy the song, guys. Be sure to hit us up, and we'll catch you again next week for the African Hip Hop Blog podcast. Thank you so much for supporting. Be sure to comment.
Mandela, Gouda, Mozzarella.
Just like that, I'm out.
Aha! What you know, these rappers get on like. All it takes is a bag of money from somebody's mommy. Then you blind them like strobe lights. But fuck it, I'm rich off my own might. Find me trying to take your bitch for the whole night. Give a pen and a bed and tell her, write a letter. Tell me what you do for a Klondike. Oh Lord, bring a savior. Hey, I tried to tell him that I kill a nigga for the paper. But they wouldn't listen, now they turn up missing. Cause the parabellum split they cerebellum. Go to hell and tell them here's a bag of venom. Cerebellum split they parabellum. Parabellum split they cerebellum. Parabellum split they cerebellum. Go to hell and tell them here's a bag of venom. I just caught a felony, caught an enemy to pieces. Eating every piece for energy. I know you niggas know I'm really rolling with the shit. Cobra venom, yeah, I know you niggas know I really murder with this bit. Bone and tell them I'm a beast. Back in the hood, they know me as Patrice. I got a crib and through the mall of feast. Helped a couple kids take care of their fees. They won't let me fall, oh no, not at all. Nina Chela, yeah, no. Hey,
Yena kabanga mina bamba loto. Mina tata yena yisa mbuku. Tela yena ngalo sobo. Tela ndota yena focus. One, flash. One, flash. One, flash. Tela ndota yena focus. One, flash. Yeah, focus. It's billion. Shit. Uzoti party masek figure zami ziti kabi kabi sili changura. Ufani nami I'm a fucking lonely. Unga hambing apu suya bambuga. Upela wazis kules nye na next. Not knowing what to eat the next day. You're a cheese boy, fucking titty boy. Woodley fuck a knife a pussy in the spray. Oh yeah, oh yeah, goes Tyler. You ain't shit but a mascot. Man, I keep it real, I pull the mask out. Got a nigga who's a fat ass scout. Cause he's spotting all your pretty baddies. Telling me this in the valley. Upeju Binky and I love the cocoa. Baggy fresh is being sally. Said the oldest got the swag right. So the bitches never act right. They just wanna give it to my nigga. I just heard her saying fuck the red light. Oh God, no, oh, no, no. I won't gag it, no, I ass out, no. Tell him we write a different kind of flow. Then send they write your dances to the dove. Funa on the Congo. Mina chela yena no no. Ay, yena kabanga mina bambaloto. Mina chela yena isimbogo. Chela yena ngalisobo. Chela ndota yena foso.
I easy play play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.